United States.
Immigration. The new frontier. Migrant crossings at America's northern border have surged.
We moved to a dead-end road, says Daniel Labarge. A beer is lodged in the cup holder of his tractor as he goes about his Friday afternoon chores. Nice, calm, quiet. Then all of a sudden, it blew up. Mr. Labarge's farm in Champlain, New York, is within spitting distance of America's northern border. A few years ago, his unassuming street, Roxham Road, became a destination for migrants crossing north into Canada. Now, he says, the foot traffic is coming from the other direction. During Joe Biden's presidency, U.S. Customs and Border Protection has recorded a record number of encounters with migrants at America's southern border. Yet while the country's attention has been on the Rio Grande, some migrant flows have shifted. Ever more people are trying to get to America via its border with Canada. Border Patrol has counted nearly 19,500 encounters with migrants crossing illegally so far this fiscal year, up from roughly 900 in 2021. That is a tiny fraction of the foot traffic seen at the boundary with Mexico. But the rise of a northern route shows the challenge of policing the world's longest land border between two countries and the fluid nature of migration. The increase in crossings from Canada stems mostly from Border Patrol's Swanton sector, a 295-mile stretch of the borderlands that reaches from eastern New York through Vermont and New Hampshire. Robert Garcia, the agent in charge of the area, posted on X in July that more migrants had been apprehended in his territory in 10 months than in the previous 13 years combined. The majority are from Mexico and India. Geography helps explain why migrants are drawn to the Swanton sector. They can travel south from Montreal, cross the border near Champlain, and catch a bus to New York City. Dozens of migrants gather at the Greyhound stop in Plattsburgh, New York, where they huddle in a cramped shelter and await the bus. Soraya Seiden, who lives in town, hands out water and snacks every day. It gets cold here soon, and daylight diminishes, she says. You see young girls, young men with their suitcase out there, waiting in the dark. The crossing is not without risks. There are no walls up here, but the borderlands where America and Canada meet are vast and rural. Dense forests surround fields of corn and wheat. The winter cold can be deadly. The frigid bodies of migrants are sometimes found on both sides. The number of Border Patrol agents stationed on America's northern boundary has increased nearly sixfold since 2001 to 2,200 officers. But the length of the border means the force is easily overwhelmed. This year they laid concrete barriers beside cornfields to try to prevent smugglers from driving across through the crops. When enforcement increases in one place, migrants find alternative routes. Apprehensions between northern ports of entry have been rising since 2022, but they took off this year when the Senate briefly contemplated a bill that would have increased border security. Illegal crossings crept higher still as Mr. Biden mulled executive action tightening the eligibility for an asylum claim at the southern border, which he eventually approved in June. Local and federal officials reckon people smuggling networks are adjusting to the new regulations. Migrant smuggling organizations are nothing if not resilient, says Teresa Cardinal Brown, a former director of Canadian Affairs for the Department of Homeland Security. They will find ways to make money, and they will adapt to whatever any government does. Policymakers are adapting too. Since 2002, America and Canada have agreed to turn back migrants who cross at official ports. A Mexican man, for example, who crosses from America into Canada and claims asylum, would be returned because he could have made his claim in the United States. Last year, the countries expanded the policy to the entire border. In February, Canada tightened visa restrictions for Mexican travellers. Last week, the Biden administration extended some of the asylum policies implemented at the southern border, such as faster processing, to the northern one as well. The crackdown may cause new routes to open elsewhere. Until then, Mr. LaBarge will keep watch on Wroxham Road. "I don't talk to them," he says. "I just let them walk by and then call Border Patrol."